Homily for the 13th Sunday in Ordinary Time. One of the questions I think many parents have, and many of us who are dedicated to the Christian faith, is why isn't everybody following Christ? You know, parents wonder why they bring up their children as Christians, and yet they fall away. They might teach the faith, but then their children will go off to college, go off to work a job, and will fall away from their practice of their faith. So why don't people follow Christ? And, you know, there are as many reasons why people don't follow Christ as there are people. Everybody's got their reason, their excuse, their decision that they made sometime in their life that they want to live life the way they want. But the biggest reason I see why people are not willing to follow Christ is because they see the Christian life as restricting their freedom, restricting the freedom that they feel they have the right to. But conversely, we see St. Paul in our second reading today saying that Christ came to free us, came to bring us to freedom. How can we contrast these two views? How can these two contrasting views be true? That Christianity restricts our freedom, yet Christ came to free us. Well, I think it all boils down to the definition of what freedom is. Now, in the secular world, in the popular world, in the culture, on TV, in media, in everything we see around us, we see a particular definition of freedom. And this particular definition of freedom says that freedom is the ability to do what I want to do, when I want to do it, and how I want to do it. As Christians, however, we have a different definition we operate under. We see freedom as the ability to do what we ought to do. The ability to do what is right. That we do not have a restriction on our ability to live as Christians doing what our Lord commands of us. We see the first definition of freedom not as true freedom, but as license, as an abuse of freedom. Well, how does this difference play out in our lives? The first definition sees laws being enacted as restrictions on freedom. Anytime a law is enacted, it restricts our freedom. I should have the freedom to get in my car and drive 100 miles an hour wherever and whenever I want, so long as I don't hurt anyone. The speed limit restricts my freedom to do that. That's the first definition. The second definition sees laws as enhancing our freedom, legitimate laws as enhancing our freedom. There can be laws which restrict our freedom to do what we ought. Yes, my car can do 100 miles an hour down this road, but for safety, for fuel economy, for everybody else who's on the road, I need to keep my speed under 75 or 70, depending on the road we're on. This enhances my freedom because then I can drive wherever I want. I don't have to worry about, am I driving too fast for conditions? Most of the time, don't have to worry about that. Am I driving too fast for other people on the road? Because so long as I'm staying about the speed limit and everybody else is, I don't have to worry about that. In sports, we would never say that having an out-of-bounds rule restricts the freedom of the football and soccer players to play the game. No, it makes it easier for them to play the game because if you didn't have out-of-bounds, it would be chaos. You know, imagine trying to play football on a section of land. It would be chaos trying to play this game. Instead, you've got definitive area that you can play the game within. And you plan your strategy and you play the game based off that rule, that restriction. So it's the same way with how we as Christians understand freedom. In fact, St. Paul encourages us to follow the second definition, not the first. That he wants us to realize that freedom is not the license to do whatever we want, whenever we want, and however we want it. Now we might hear that first definition coming out when speaking to someone who is a Christian. They say they claim to follow Christ, but they say that they don't need doctrines and dogmas and rules enacted by the church. It's just they follow Christ. They see these doctrines and dogmas and rules as something that restricts their freedom as a Christian follower, as a follower of Christ. Well, again, as Christians, we truly don't believe that that is freedom. We believe that these doctrines, these dogmas, these rules which we have been given by the church, which the church has passed down to us throughout the 2,000 years of her existence, they set these out of bounds, just like in a sporting event. They set the out of bounds for our lives, for following Christ. If we truly want to follow Christ, we stay within these out of bounds lines. So long as we're in the playing field, to use that analogy, we're in good standing with Christ. We're okay. We're doing what Christ wants us to do. Rather than restrict us, it frees us because, to be honest, the boundaries which have been set by Christ are pretty vast. There's a lot we could do in our lives and still remain within Christ's right relationship with Him. Now, there are a lot that we can't do because it's outside of how He wants us to live. But we don't have to worry about being in right relationship so long as we are following these doctrines and dogmas and rules and regulations which have been put in place for us. So long as we're within those, we're in right relationship. We just don't have to worry about it. It frees us from worrying about our relationship with Christ. You know, it's hard not for us to know if we're in right relationship if we're following these rules. How do we do that? We seek to know and understand these doctrines and dogmas and rules and live them in love for Christ and our neighbor. We seek to live these rules, not for ourselves, not because merely because we want to go to heaven. Yes, we should be seeking going to heaven, but we live these rules out of love for Christ and our neighbor. That's why these are freeing, not restricting, because they free us up to focus on Christ and our neighbor. Now, we want to do this because true freedom will bring us a joy we will never find if we live merely for ourselves. Those who have lived a life where they've thought only of themselves, where maybe they lived a life of license, maybe they drank way too much, maybe they partied way too much, maybe they, you know, drove recklessly because they wanted to, they realize that in the long run, that lifestyle has a consequence. It does not bring long-term joy, but could actually bring lots of pain. But yet, those of us who live as Christians, we dedicate our lives to following Christ. We do realize that following Him will lead us to greater joy than we can ever imagine. So may we seek this day to live in the true freedom of Christ, the true freedom that comes through following our Lord and His commands.